everybody. It's 9:30 here at Observer Radio News. It's 3 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios. I'm Larry Chung. In the news today, Shahib Essahier, 30-year-old Montreal native, was in court Wednesday for his involvement in an alleged Al-Qaeda-directed plot. The plan was to attack a Via Rail passenger train with co-accused Toronto resident 35-year-old Raed Jazer. Essahier said he did not recognize the authority of the criminal code because it is, and I quote, not a holy book, unquote. He will be detained until his next court appearance, which will be done via video from a detention center on May 23rd. A 37-year-old woman known only as NS, who accused two men for sexually assaulting her for over 5 years, has been ordered to remove her face-covering veil when she testifies against the men, ruled an Ontario judge on Wednesday. NS required to wear her niqab, the name of the face-covering veil, went all the way up to the Supreme Court of Canada, where it was issued a split decision. She is not done in her fight to keep the niqab on, her lawyer said, as they will ask the Ontario Superior Court to review the decision. The niqab is to be worn by the woman in the presence of men who weren't related to her. There is no compromise between her religious belief and giving the men a fair trial. The men face a very lengthy prison sentence if convicted, and whether this decision will be turned or not will make headlines when it is ruled. Just days after the Leafs clinched the playoff spot, Toronto is already planning to make their first playoff appearance in 9 years. One to remember. Recent George Brown College marketing graduate Scott Booth has created a petition to turn the CN Tower into the biggest goal light of all time. This idea was inspired by the Budweiser Red Light campaign, where fans could purchase a goal light for their homes. In a press release, CN Tower officials indicated that the tower would light up blue for Leafs playoff games. The petition has already garnered more than 4,500 signatures, with many people calling this idea genius and the best idea ever. And the 2013 OHF Adam AA Championship wraps up today in Scarborough. Six Mariner hockey teams from all over Ontario, including Scarborough's own West Hills Golden Hawks, are competing for the trophy and the coveted title of OHF champions. Here's Observer Radio News' Solo De Silva with more on the story.
This weekend, at the 2013 OHF Adam AA Championships, Scarborough once again is finding its glory days. It's here at the Scarborough Gardens Arena that Scarborough's own West Hill Golden Hawks is hosting the three-day tournament. Although the Golden Hawks played fiercely, it was London's Junior Knights that took the cup.
It's very fulfilling. Long season, and a lot of hard work, a lot of hours, and we're all nine parents, so it's a lot of our time that we put into these kids, and it's nice to see them win.
The victory for Scarborough this weekend went beyond the walls of the arena. Canada's favorite game is now back in a community that has seen a decline in hockey participation for the past few years. According to the OHF president, Chuck Evans, many families in Scarborough were feeling the high cost of playing hockey, especially at the height of the economic decline. Already, the West Hill Hockey Association is holding tryouts for the next season. Coach John Beat is eager to go back to work with his team.
Well, I'm more looking forward to having the same group of kids back because, you know, you've already established, a work ethic and, they're in on my systems that I teach, so I'm looking forward to the fact that I can keep the whole team together. All of them want to stay, so I'm only making two changes,
Sola De Silva, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
And Justin Bieber is back in the spotlight. His pet monkey, Mally, is still in Munich, Germany after a season late March when Bieber failed to produce the necessary documents for the animal. Mally is a 17-week-old Capuchin monkey and was placed in quarantine upon seizure. A couple emails were received by Judith Brettmeister, spokeswoman for the Munich Animal Protection League shelter, where Mally is now kept, from a rep saying he was with Bieber's management company. No official yet confirming its authenticity. Bieber has until May 17th to provide Mally's paperwork. If he fails to do so, Mally will become property of the Federal Republic of Germany. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check out website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Larry Chung, and have a great day.